Okay, so taking our positions, really trying to settle in this morning. I see everyone's seated, so legs uncrossed, legs hip width apart, feet flat on the ground, really feeling the grounding and the earth beneath your feet. And feeling the backs of your thighs and the chair. I'm feeling the weight of your upper body as it pushes down to the buttocks. And then you can also probably feel the back of the chair on your lower back. And this is the time to rearrange yourself. Make sure you're feeling very comfortable. And you can either lean against the back of the chair, but actually, I think you might find it more beneficial to bring your back a small away from the back of the chair. Bring your shoulders up to your ears, roll your shoulders back, allowing the chest to be nice and open. And then allowing the shoulders to drop down with gravity to the floor. Hands can be rested on your laps, either joined together, palms up, palms down. I'm feeling tall this morning. Having a physical sense of where the body is, how the head is. We don't want the head to be falling back or too far forward. It's a nice vertical and solid position. And then taking a moment to notice where that monkey in our mind is. See somewhere in the future, somewhere in the past. Maybe jumping around and causing chaos this morning. Or maybe just quiet. And maybe remove a headphone if you've got one from one ear, just to take the opportunity to listen to any sounds that are around you. Maybe there's the hum of your computer, noises from the street. I'm starting to get a real sense of where you are physically and mentally. And then let's drop into the breath, allowing the body to settle as you're breathing, feeling the shoulders drop down. Maybe feeling the spine grow. I'm having a real sense of dignity this morning. Maybe you can feel the breath in your nose, your upper chest, or your belly. Doesn't matter where you feel it the most, that's the place where you can place your focus. Just to really get into the breath this morning, we're going to stay in silence just for a moment as we count back from five. As it will be as you breathe in five, as you breathe out five. So let's start just really focusing on the breath and the counting. So you breathe in five, and you breathe out five. Breathe in four and breathe out four. And take yourself all the way to one. So this morning's meditation is all about fake news. Fake news in the real world, the exterior world, with its sensational titles, with its pull on our emotions, with its effect on our beliefs. So we're going to go on a journey, a little bit of self-questioning, self-reflection, see how and if we ourselves can create our own fake news. And in the exterior world, the fake news is not broadcasted by serious journalists until it's been fact-checked and verified. And this is what we call critical thinking. So we're also going to use this concept as we go on a small journey of our own this morning. So to start that journey, I invite you to start with a visualization that you're sat on the banks of a river, and in front of you, your thoughts are the leaves that are flowing down the river. Just seeing them, watching how they go. How is your river this morning? Is it a torrent of water? Is it busy? Is it just a gentle river meandering its way down to the sea? And how many thoughts and leaves are in that river? Can you watch them as they go by? And if you're struggling with visualization, that's perfectly okay. Just listen to my voice. And if something else comes to mind that you prefer to visualize on, then that it's perfectly okay to use that. We're just watching the leaves go down the river. All of our thoughts this morning. If at any point in time you find yourself in the river, following that leaf all the way down, just recognizing that you followed the thought, got lost a little bit. You can just let the thought go and go back and sit on the bank of the river. It doesn't matter how many times you get pulled into your thoughts. The moment you recognize that, you just recognize it, let the thought go. I'm going to sit on the banks of the river. And as we're watching this river of thought, or stream of thoughts, or torrent of thoughts, maybe you haven't noticed, but behind you, there's another little stream. And that's, maybe you want to turn around with a lot of kindness and compassion for this stream. Because in this stream, as you turn away from your main thoughts, is the daily chatter that's going on in your mind. This is the stream of things that we're certain about. I'm good at this. I'm not good at this. I'm not enough. Why can't I do this? My anxiety is back. My sadness is back. Really being kind when you notice these thoughts. We accept this little stream of certainty as truth. But I invite you to spend a moment, maybe pick out with a lot of kindness, one of those thoughts, and just hold on to it for a moment as we place it on the workbench of our mind. Not going into the thought, maybe just letting it sit there, asking ourselves how that thought is making us feel. Are there any physical sensations? Are there any emotions that that thought brings up? Thought that you're so sure is true. Taking a moment to feel it. And then bringing to mind in the exterior world that fake news exists. That it can seem so real, so sensational. But in the exterior world, we'll apply some critical thinking to it. I'm just asking yourself now, being very open with yourself, if this thought that you're holding on to that seems so certain and so real is worth considering, you apply the same critical thinking to it that you would do to fake news. There are so many things that we consider certain in our lives and that can have a negative effect and not serve us. And those things are worth really considering. We should start to question. Holding on always to the things that say, I'm good, I love this, I like this. All those positive things that feed us, we hold on to those. But those things that don't serve us, start questioning. I invite you to release this thought, this certainty, and turn back to the main river. Taking a moment to let go of the feeling and the thought and really turning back to the main river. I'm just noticing how you feel. Maybe even noticing how you moved your focus from all the stream of the river of thoughts and the leaves to something slightly deeper in yourself this morning. And how when you moved your focus, that river of big thoughts about the day ahead maybe disappeared slightly into the background. Actually, now I'd like you to release the visualization of the river and the thoughts. Come back into your body. Come back into your breath. We can have a lot of compassion for ourselves this morning and kindness. Seeing how this exercise has affected how you feel physically, whether it's affected your breathing, we can really start now to just center in on the breath as a way to anchor ourselves back into the present moment. And once again, I invite you to do the counting, this time on your own. And this time we'll go from 9 to 1. And should you get lost somewhere between 9 and 1, as your thoughts pull you away, you just go back to 9 and start again. Coming back to the counting. And if you will, as you come to the number ones, take a nice deep in breath and feel the air fill your torso. Feel your arms, feel your legs. Really nice deep breaths. And you can breathe out through your mouth. Allow your shoulders to raise. Maybe start wiggling fingers and toes. And gently bring yourself back into the room this morning.